Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
This morning's Perspectives is with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisingen. Normally we chat about a number of issues when we have our weekly conversations on Thursday morning, but this past Thursday morning, only one subject was talked about, Veterans Affairs. The Department of Veteran Affairs Management Accountability Act was passed by you and a pretty much a good majority of House members last night. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is a bill that, in light of what's happening around the country at our VA facilities, I think is a necessary step to be able to address not just current problems but future problems that may arise. What it says is that currently bureaucrats who are in the VA, both on the benefit side and the healthcare side, can't be removed. They can't be demoted. They can't be fired. And that just is not right. And what this bill would do is it allows the head of the VA to be able to go in there and either remove people from their position or and have them demoted or fire them for the things that are going on. This is common sense. This is what happens in every other industry except government. And we need to be able to address it this way.
Let me ask you a question that might be a little bit moot at this point. Was this bill in the works before the scandal came, or did this bill come as a result of the scandal in Phoenix that it seems to mushroom out?
No, this had been in the works for quite a while, actually, and unfortunately, the timeliness of it has I think, really underscored it. Nobody wants to be seeing this stuff happening, but it's been 6 years since General Shinseki has been in charge of the VA. This was obviously on the campaign trail. The president talked about this extensively. I've always said, first, we need to fix the VA to prove that the federal government can handle the rest of the healthcare environment and the rest of the healthcare system. And again, this is proving that that the federal government cannot handle the healthcare that it currently is in charge of with the VA. This is something that is now we're finding literally could be criminal what has been going on. But this is not how America should treat those that served our country in uniform.
There are some who say that part of the problem might be the lack of doctors, a lack of medical personnel, and the influx of veterans not only in the older wars, such as the Korean conflict, World War II, and the Vietnam War, but the situations that have gone on in the Middle East. Frankly, the VA facilities are swamped with patients and not enough to care for them.
That is certainly a wave that has come, and we have been trying to address that. We have seen increases in the budgets that that we've been passing. The question is, though, is this a new situation? And unfortunately, the answer to that is no. That has been an ongoing issue for a number of years. It's just gotten worse in the last number of years, and we have got to turn our attention to this, and it's about retention for medical folks, but it's also about making sure that they're doing the proper things when they are in there. And there was just a news item I caught that the fraud that's going on, the books that are being cooked, literally, to keep track of all this. There was someone who just came forward at a VA facility and said there are doctors who are no longer even here and working that have patients being listed just so that they can make the patients feel better. No wonder these guys are getting, feel like they're getting a runaround. They feel like they're being paid attention to. Well, I can't get a hold of my doctor. No wonder. They're no longer there. So it's that kind of thing. This is a management issue that we have got to fix, and this administration had better be serious about this.
What do you make, then, of the president's remarks yesterday morning before the vote came on the Department of Veterans Affairs Management Accountability Act?
It's hard. It's hard to really know. He's saying the right things, but actions speak louder than words, Gary. And again, this was something that he brought up in 2008 as an issue he was going to tackle. That's why he put General Shinseki in there. It's been 6 years. The problem has gotten worse, not better. Obviously, General Shinseki has served his country very nobly, but I don't believe that he is the right administrator for this. He clearly isn't able or willing to shake it up the way that it needs to be shooken up, the way that it needs to be fundamentally changed. And this is an area that the president had better not be just fooling around with. This is something that's very serious, and he's got a lot of us on both sides of the aisle, as was shown in this vote yesterday, that we are taking it seriously, and he needs to as well, and that means accountability.
Let me ask you this then, Bill Heising. Are you a little disappointed, perhaps, that, as you mentioned, actions will speak louder than words, and no action directly was taken by the administration yesterday?
The only action that has been taken is there was an undersecretary who was scheduled to retire, by the way, resigned. That was it, and they're trying to hold that up as, hey, we've taken action, and we're holding people accountable. The guy was going to retire this year anyway, and all he did was accelerate that. That is certainly not enough. They have not laid out the plan or shared with Congress what they're going to do to fix that. And it is about accountability and about making some tough decisions. And I understand that this might be one of the president's bases having political bases having government workers and bureaucrats, but this is not about the bureaucrats. This is about making sure that we are giving care to the men and women in office who deserve the respect the dignity that this country can provide through this medical system.
Bill, if there was any perhaps impetus for you personally on this matter, besides the fact that, as you mentioned before, your father has been served with dignity in the Second World War. If there was any further impetus you needed to take action on this, that came last week in a town hall meeting. You heard a lot of people talking about the VA situation at the VA facility in Grand Rapids, and they were telling you a lot.
Yes, they were. It was a very open, blunt, honest dialogue, and actually, I applaud the medical director out of Battle Creek, Dr. Skoupian. She instituted this thing that they call the listening post, and she goes around to the various facilities, and tries to listen. I think that is an excellent idea, and I think, frankly, they ought to be doing this around the country. At all of those facilities. So from that standpoint, she is taking a very, very productive step. But again, the system that is in its fundamental organization is so broken, I'm not sure that it's salvageable. And we've got to be thinking innovatively how we provide the care that these men and women deserve. And if it's within that system, or if it is, somehow giving them an ability to go outside the system, the current VA system, I'm okay with that too, because it shouldn't be about protecting turf and who's built this empire. It should be about giving them the care that they need and they deserve.
One final thing, Bill Heisinger, and our discussion today entirely involving the VA scandal and veterans care and the like, and we touched upon the fact that the timing of the Department of Veterans Affairs Management Accountability Act coming as it does with the situation in Phoenix and perhaps elsewhere across the country, the timing of not only the bill but also the scandal comes as we honor those who have fallen with the formal holiday on Monday, and really makes this issue front of mind, not only in Washington, but across the country.
It does. This is a solemn weekend as we think about and honor those men and women who have served and have paid that ultimate sacrifice. And as we've talked about before, many of our troops, whether it be going back to someone like my dad with the physical injuries he had from World War II, our Korean veterans, the Vietnam veterans, and now our current returning troops, it's not just the physical scars that they bear, but the emotional and psychological scars. In fact, I'm going to a briefing a little later today about the psychological problems that we are having and a lack of some resources there, and there's a group of us trying to change that and address that as well. We have to look at the complete person, not just the physical outside, but the internal psychological as well. And this is a day where we can honor those very solemnly. I know a lot of people, it's about yard work and getting all the other stuff done around the house. But I hope and pray that people don't lose sight of the real reason of why they might have that Monday to themselves. Go out and honor a vet.
The words of Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger in an interview conducted this past Thursday morning. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening. And join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.